Larry Bader Show. 10:23. Jason received a call from someone saying, I love this one, by the way. Oh, Snoopy and the Red Baron Christmas. Jason received a call from a listener saying, if Jason didn't play more Mannheim Steamroller, the guy was going to flatten all four of Jason's tires. That is way too extreme. Just egg his windshield. I'm kidding. Don't do anything to anyone's vehicle. I would never support vandalism of any kind. What do I look like? One of those Act 10 goons? See, that person, a liberal listener? Well, I mean, you flatten your tires. They didn't mean it, right? It was a fun call. Yeah. Well, egging your windshield will be fun. Not for you. I didn't say it would be for you. I didn't say that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come in here some night, and I'm going to take every one of those Christmas bumper numbers, and I'm going to make them all Mannheim Steamroller when you try playing them. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just saying. I know I'm right about this. I don't care if you are up by one. I don't care. I know I'm right about this. All right. I mentioned in the last segment talking about how Republicans need to not shy away from the income inequality debate because it's a winning one for them. But they are just so afraid of that issue because the messaging has favored Democrats. Well, yeah, Republicans, they're the ones that are responsible. They want the rich. See, here's the problem. Because conservatives don't care if the rich get richer. They don't care. They would prefer Democrats that the rich not get richer. Republicans, conservatives want everyone to get rich. Liberals don't. They want the rich just to get rich enough to take it from them. Hang on. Oh, man, I woke up with this tickle that it just won't stop. I can't get this sneezingness. I don't have a cold. I don't have anything going on. It's starting to drive me crazy over here. Anyway, they want to take from the rich. That's what their definition of economic inequality is. Nobody needs that much money. They're the arbiters of who needs how much money. That's what's going on, and that's why Republicans feel they can't win if they get into that. But they can if they point out that the disparity grew. Now, they have to be delicate with this, I understand, because they can't come off sounding as though that they have a problem with anybody getting more wealth. They don't. I don't. That's where it's tough for them. Well, how do we do that? How do we pin the economic inequality thing on him when we don't have a problem with anybody getting more money? You point out that the policies helped only the rich. And while you're okay with that, you want policies that help everybody. And supporting policies that simply take more money from the rich, you don't grow wealth by spreading it around. Look, here's the reality. For their way to work, both sides should be able to accept this. One way or the other, the rich have to get richer. Even if you want to take the money from them, the rich have to get richer. Redistribution doesn't accomplish that. Margaret Thatcher had it exactly right. Eventually, you run out of other people's money, and you're creating a disincentive for them to create the money you want to take. It doesn't work. You're seeing it already with Obamacare. People don't like the idea that they have to pay first class for a coach seat so someone else can fly on the plane. They're not digging that. And Obamacare is built on that. That's the real problem with Obamacare. Now, as we talked about yesterday, these fast food protests are going on all around the nation, including in Wisconsin. It's an effort to force fast food restaurants to unionize. Again, This is the notion that you can force someone to pay the wage that you want them to, and that it will have no adverse impact, because liberals live in this fantasy world where they don't understand at all how business works. Well, they have lots of money. They're just not sharing it. It's called the business model. And if you want to make $15 an hour flipping burgers, burgers are going to cost a lot more. That is just the reality. Which means they'll sell less and there will likely be fewer jobs. That's going to be the end result here. But this notion that, well, no, all business has way more money. It's just they can just go ahead and they can pay whatever they, you again, you pay on return on investment. One of the lessons my dad taught me the first time I got a job, and I remember that must have been minimum wage. It was like $2.62 an hour. And he said, look, to make one penny an hour off you, and he didn't build in any of the other expenses of having an employee, you need to be worth $2.63 an hour just for him to make one penny off you. The same principle is at play here. The service isn't suddenly going to be better. Business won't suddenly improve because you paid them more. That's what it's all. It's the same notion with teachers. Pay us more. Well, no, you've got that backwards. Provide better education first, and then we'll reward you for it. It's 10:30.
The streets are filled with Christmas cheer.
The Jerry Bader Show.